You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 and 2. Then David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer." If you look at these words that David spoke to the Lord, it happened after a battle where David was almost killed because of his age and his strength going down. And some of his men had to come to his rescue. And then David sang this song to the Lord. You need to understand this particular verse for you to understand the book of Psalms. Many of what he said here, you can find it also in the book of Psalms. So now, why did David say all those words? It's because he had an experience of the Lord that proved to him that the Lord is his rock. So you can read it today and say, "The Lord is my rock, the Lord is my fortress and my deliverer." Yet it will not mean anything to you because you have not experienced the Lord. So what the Lord had done with the Psalms is that he has revealed to us the possibility of experiences we can have with God. He's saying to you that there is a dimension of rock in God that you can know. There is a dimension of fortress that you can know. There is a dimension of deliverance that you can know. Because he said, "My deliverer." How did he come to that point? There was an experience where he was going to be killed, where he looked certain that he was already in enemy's radar and he has been locked on. The only thing is just to release the missile and he will be dead. And yet God delivered him. So when David is talking about deliverance, he's talking about God from an experience he had had with God. So when you read the Psalms, you must understand that what he's showing you is the possibility you have in God. When he said, "The Lord is my shepherd," you can recite it, you can quote it. But what you need to focus on is how you can experience the Lord as your shepherd. Many believers do not know God as their shepherd. That's why you are running helter-skelter and you feel that your life is determined by the economy of the country you are living, because you have not understood or catch a revelation of God being your shepherd. So it's not simply about just reading it, quoting it anywhere. You must ask God to give you that experience in Christ. Now let's look at the experience. Number one, he says, "The Lord is my rock." The rock is your foundation, is what you are standing on. Jesus said, "He that hears the sayings of mine and do them." He said that we liken him unto a wise man that built his house on the rock. Jesus is a rock. Jesus is a foundation that anything you build on it can never collapse. If you build your life, your marriage, your nation, anything about your life that you build on obedience to the teachings of Christ, it can never collapse. David, by experience, knew God as a rock. He also said, "And my fortress." A fortress is a place that have been deliberately reinforced, such that even if the enemy can capture certain places, when it comes to this place, it becomes a problem. So in times of war, you will hear things like, "This particular city is their fortress." And the opponent is trying to bring down the fortress, but he discovered that there is nothing he can do. This place is heavily fortified. David discovered that somehow, no matter how the enemy is defeating people all around, once it comes to him, there is a fortress. They will try, they will give everything, but they will not succeed. So finally, he came to a revelation that God is a fortress. I pray that you will know that God is a fortress. The economic fortress of God is so strong that there is nothing that happened in this world that can affect the economy of God. The military fortress of God is so strong that there is no attack of Satan that can come to your life. Because your life is hid in Christ. Christ is our fortress. Christ is our rock. Then he said, "My deliverer." He had been in a situation where he knows that, Without God, there is nothing you can do. Let me tell you, you need to experience God to know Him as a deliverer. It's not just to read it on the pages of the Bible and say, ah, God is a great deliverer. It will not mean much to your spirit. But the day you will find yourself in a situation where you too know that this is the end, but then the hand of the Lord will bring you, you will then know God as a deliverer. God is a deliverer. And I pray that you will truly know Jesus as your rock, your fortress, and your deliverer in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.